going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today, and I am very excited to welcome the comptroller for the city of St. Louis, Donna Berenger, to the radio program. Donna, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm very good. I don't think, yes, I have talked. I started to say, have I talked to you since you won? Yes, you were at my campaign kickoff. So, yes, I did talk to you. And I really appreciate you coming out. I know you have a big event going on tonight, and I'm looking forward to coming down and seeing you when we get off the radio here. I wanted to check in with you. Sue and I were just talking in between during the break here about you coming up, and excited to kind of hear of, we know what you thought the Office of Comptroller was when you were running. But we were both curious, what was the reality of the Comptroller's office, the state, I should say, of the office when you walked in? Was it what you thought, or was it something that surprised you?
I would have to say it was, I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it to be so overwhelming, if that makes sense.
I could see that. Overwhelming in what respect?
In the way of the lack of technology that was being used, not having internet in the office, and then the next thing was we're almost getting ready to roll out another month, which is what's called contract modules, and it's going to make it so we don't hand sign papers and contracts anymore. So when I got there, there were stacks almost as tall as I am, which isn't very tall because I'm only 5'2", but there were stacks that tall of contracts. I had to hand sign every one of them. And we're talking about it would take at least an hour to get through them.
Wow.
Did you say there was no internet in the office, or were you just meaning there was no e-signing?
Internet.
Wow. Well,
Donna.
How did your office not have internet?
I don't know, but there were some really great electricians who were there that were putting it in on the day I was sworn in.
Wow and wow. Wow.
I would love to hear the story behind, and I'm sure it'll come out at some time, but I'd love to know the story behind of why they didn't put internet in until you showed up. I'm sure there's a really good story to find out about that. Hey, explain to folks who may not be familiar the interesting setup with the comptroller, the mayor, and the president of the Board of Aldermen, and how that relationship works in running the city of St. Louis.
Well, that's called the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. And you'll hear people say, oh, we have an E&A meeting. And anything that is contractual and has money tied to it has to be voted on through the three members, which is the mayor, the comptroller, and the president of the Board of Aldermen. And so you have to have at least two of the three to vote in favor or not in favor, depending on which way you're leaning. And then it goes back. So it is where everything starts, including the budget. And so it's a very powerful, I call it the trilogy, because it impacts every aspect, whether it was the RAMS money, the ARPA funds, or it's contracts, big contracts with the city. So that's what I tell people. I said it plays a very powerful function.
Yeah, there is an awful lot that is the power that sits in your office. And I've heard an awful lot of people talk about they're excited that Kara Spencer won as the new mayor, but they're even more excited that you won as comptroller because the two of you could really bring some substantial change to the city of St. Louis. How has that worked so far in your relationship and working with the new mayor?
Well, I have to tell you that the tornado really put us all right out front as to our personality and how we approach things.
I can imagine.
And I told people, yeah, there were points where I would say to the mayor, you have got to go home and get some sleep, because she refused to eat or sleep. She was nonstop out there. She's done everything possible. Look, she went to Jeff City. She got $100 million. I said, on my end, what I did was is that I said we need to do emergency work orders through what's called DocuSign, right, online.
Yeah.
And I did that because I wanted to make sure that if we needed to buy chainsaws, if we needed to do the contracts to get people in to come and take the trees down or move the trees, that it didn't matter if it was 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, but I could just literally get on my phone and I could DocuSign so we could make sure we could get the contractors in there to help the people.
So how has the cleanup gone so far? I mean, it's just a monumental task, obviously, that you both walked into pretty much as soon as you got in office.
Yes. I have to say, once again, I could not be prouder of everyone, whether it's, you know, the streets department, whether it's the volunteers, the Urban League, the mayor, the president of the Board of Aldermen, everyone has stepped up. An unfortunate situation has brought us all into unity, because we all have put this as the forefront and the people of North City have been at the forefront. And that to me is unbelievable. Everyone, whether it's corporations, you know, the governor, the senators, everyone has stepped up to the plate, and it's just been unbelievable to see everyone cares. And you can't question that at all.
I will tell you, last month was the first month at East-West Gateway that the new mayor joined us. And around the table from around the region, everyone gave her a round of applause for the great job that she has done in responding to the tornado. Because, like you said, she's been there. And when some things didn't happen right, she didn't run away from it. She stood there and she said, look, this was a failure. This is going to get fixed. I accept full responsibility for this, and this is how we're going to move forward. And I think that really speaks a lot to her character, and to what you're talking about is it's standing there and really addressing the problem.
Yes, and I feel the same way. If I make a mistake, I'm going to own it. If I see a problem, I'm going to fix it, not just fix it like a Band-Aid, as in so it doesn't happen again. And that's, I think, what we're all thinking. And that makes a big difference on how you run a government.
Yes.
Well, obviously, you walked into this and then the tornado happened shortly after you got there. You probably haven't had a lot of time to look at long term what you want to do over the course of your first term in office. But where do you sit right now on what you want to accomplish and how do you think that's going to move forward?
So I had said when I was running for this office that there were two things that were very important to me, near and dear to me, and one is the airport. And we're looking at having to, you know, at least have $2 billion to build a state-of-the-art one airport, and I want that to happen. That will help our region grow. That helps us phenomenally. So I'm on the airport commission, and I'm looking at other airports. I'm finding out, you know, the return on investment. You know, we have...
Oop, I think we lost you. Did we
do that? And
we lost
going
you.
To. We are going to.
We lost you there for just a second. You were looking at other airports is the last thing I heard from you.
Okay. Yes. I've been looking at other airports to see how they, when they redid their airports, what were their best practices? What were the mistakes they made that they've learned from that we won't make, and find out how do we build the best airport for the city of St. Louis and make sure I'm there at the table. And make sure I'm trying to get help, whether it's in D.C. or in Jefferson City, if we need the funding help. But that's number one. The other thing is getting tourists and conferences to come to downtown St. Louis. In order to do that, we're about to build on 7th Street a pedestrian-only road that will take you all the way to Ballpark Village. And that will make it safe, because when you have, like if you look at Nashville, Broadway is their street. When you go to NOLA, it's Bourbon Street. You have an area that is very geared towards tourism and conferences. And that's what St. Louis needs to look at when they're looking at downtown St. Louis, because that's a designated stream of revenue and taxes that it generates.
I haven't heard anything about that street. That is news to me. What is...
Yeah, the Cardinals are doing that, believe
okay.
it or not. The Cardinals are doing it. So they're making it so if you were at... you were at the convention center, you could walk from the convention center straight to the ballpark, and it's a solid street that will not have cars on it anymore. It'll be walkable. Yeah. And I said, anything I can do to fast track that, let me know, because this is important, and I'm very, you know, I'm excited that the Cardinals are doing this.
Well, if they're doing that, Donna, and I know that this really doesn't relate particularly to your office, but police, hello, safety. Do you think it's a possibility? Will she hire more police officers? Because that's a huge concern.
It is. And what I'm hoping, and, you know, as you mentioned, when you went into your meeting, people were applauding. I feel there's a new aura around the city of St. Louis. I feel people feel things are going to get better. So instead of being more negative, I think we're having more positive. And that positive attracts people. And it'll keep, instead of someone saying, oh, I wouldn't want to live in a city, or I wouldn't want to do this. It's more about, wow, I see some changes. I see a difference. I want to be a part of that feeling. And I think that'll help in recruiting police officers. And then I also, you know, this is already found and is proven. The more eyes there are, the less crime happens. So if you have nobody on your downtown streets, then you're more likely to have crime. If your downtown streets are full of people, you won't have the crime because you have too many witnesses.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, I know I was having a conversation with one of your young officers the other day, and I was asking about, you know, the state takeover of the police department and asking how do they feel about that. And he said that his sense in talking to his fellow officers is there is a real sense of optimism, like what you're talking about.
Good.
Within the officers themselves, they really feel like they are going to be empowered to do their job and to really enforce safety. So it seems to be the spirit that you're talking about within the city itself is really starting to take hold and hopefully is going to show some promise here soon.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, and people are feeling it, and so we just need to keep on that wave and that feeling, and things. I just know they're going to turn around. I have nothing but positive, and I see a great future for the city.
So, what do you think that we could do as a region to do the most to help the city right now? How could the region be the most helpful to the city?
Well, number one, I love the fact that people are on social media showing all the volunteering, reaching out, helping the people who have lost almost everything from the tornado, posting positive things. I love seeing the pictures that people are posting of great things in the past that have happened, you know, in St. Louis. So I tell people, I said, just keep that vibe going. Just keep the vibe going. And everything else will fall into place. It really will. Because if everyone's saying, wow, that's really cool, or I can't believe you did that, it oozes out into everything. It really does. It just overflows.
Well, I know you're busy, so I appreciate you making some time and talking with us. And I look forward to seeing you later on this evening. And best of luck. I know there's an awful lot of people that are pulling for you. They're pulling for the new mayor because as a region, I was just in a meeting in St. Charles County earlier this week. And as a region, we are all holding a good thought for the city because we know as the city goes, so goes our region. And we need the city to be as successful as you and the new mayor are hoping it's going to be. So we wish you the very best and we're all pulling for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
That is Donna Barringer. She is the comptroller for the city of St. Louis. I'm cautiously optimistic. Sue, how's
same,
that?
Same. Exact same.
I think we're all kind of at that point where we need things to go well in the city because we need things to go well in the region.
Yep.
I was in a meeting earlier, like I was kind of talking about, where people were talking about the fact that, and this was with folks from around the state who were in the meeting, and everybody from around the state was talking about, we recognize, even though we don't like it, as goes the St. Louis region, so goes the state of Missouri. And Mike Kehoe right now, as a matter of fact, is in France. And he is on a trade mission in Europe, specifically in France, trying to get some trade deals going on through the state of Missouri and to French and to Europe as a whole. So hopefully we're going to see an expanded economy and things continue to go well. But obviously, to get people to look at investing in the city of St. Louis or in the St. Louis region as a whole, we've got to have a good story going on in the city of St. Louis. So if you're streaming right now, you can see that poster that's right behind my head that says support our St. Louis tornado victims. And I think Donna really talked about the fact of you've seen some really great outreach of people, and you see it a lot in the St. Louis area. Whenever a tragedy hits here, we've got a lot of folks who just step up, they go the extra mile, and they really do things to help those who are in need.
Yes.
So we appreciate Donna's time. We are going to talk with the Missouri Treasurer, Vivek Malik, a little bit later on this hour. I got the opportunity to talk with him this weekend. There is an awful lot of money and property that he is holding on to that he wants to give to you. That's right. There's unclaimed property. There's unclaimed money. And he would like to help you get yours back. We'll talk to him a little bit later on this hour. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM. So if you were going to put me in and go play center field, you got a little more time. Actually, you can watch the Arkansas-LSU College World Series game tonight, which guess where I'm pulling on that one. How did you know?
I just had a feeling.
Yeah, I'm a Razorback kind of guy. So our pitcher actually had a no-hitter the other day in the College World Series. First one since 1960. He almost had a perfect game, but he hit a guy. If he hadn't hit a guy, he could have actually made it.
I'd argue he hit two guys, but we don't need to get into that.
Well, okay. So I'm telling you that you get some time to wait because the Cardinal game got rained out for tonight. So the Cardinals are not going to be playing tonight. They are going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. So you're going to have that coming up. If you're planning on watching the game, it's time to make some other plans tonight. You can watch a college game instead. There tomorrow is instead of somebody like me filling in for Mark Reardon, we're doing the best of Mark Reardon tomorrow. I don't know how you go through all those clips and narrow it down for the best of Mark. I mean, there's so much to choose from that you're going to be able to pick. So that's going on tomorrow. Everybody's going to be off. They get the holiday off. Tomorrow is Juneteenth. I don't know if you're celebrating or not, but a lot of people have that off. It's a federal holiday, if nothing else, so you're not going to get mail. There is that that's going to happen. On Friday, Brad Young is coming back in. On the roundtable on Friday, John Gaskin, Ted House, and Gene Evans are all going to be joining Brad for the roundtable on Friday. So that is coming up. I was talking with Bob Onder earlier, and we were talking a little bit about Joe Biden and talking about the investigation that has been going on and trying to look at who was actually running the government. And I know some people have said, hey, move on. Who cares? He's done. That's over. But I think the bigger question is, how do you get away with that? Right? How is that able to happen? And can we put things in place to make sure that that doesn't happen again? And the audio that came out, which is cut three, by the way, that we're going to listen to, this is, if you haven't heard it, it's the audio of Joe Biden when he was doing the interview or the when he was being investigated for the documents that were in his garage next to his Corvette, and they were securely in because the garage door was closed. Right. So Trump's going to get prosecuted, but his documents were safe because the garage door were closed next to the vet. This is the audio of what it sounded like when he was answering those
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Questions.
When did I stop being vice president?
2017.
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18, that area?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. What was happening, though, month ago dying, May 30th.
2018.
He's just completely lost and can't remember dates. He can't remember names. If you listen to that whole audio, it makes you wonder, man, how bad was this really? If you got him away from the teleprompter, how bad were things? But then you had all of these folks who were going through and covering up for him and telling, no, remember all those clips about he was running laps around the behind closed doors. Joe Biden was the sharpest tool in the shed, man. Nobody else could hold a candle to him. And Peppermint Patty was talking about how she couldn't keep up with him. He had so much energy that he was just running circles around the staff. And you're like, wow. I find that really hard to believe. And now he's out of office. They all start writing books and start saying, hey, here's what's going on. And KJP has come out and now she's not even a Democrat anymore because she's turned on Biden and she knew she had to go independent because the Democrats were going to come for her with pitchforks. That's pretty much how that whole thing was going to work. Well, Dick Durbin, when we started talking about the auto PIM cut 7, this is what Dick Durbin had to say about where this investigation should go.
We have so many important topics to consider, and that is a totally political undertaking by several of my colleagues. It is a waste of this committee's time.
Now, Eric Schmidt has a little different take on this, and this is cut 8.
I think it'll be important to understand what happens in a White House scenario, what should have been called out. I think members of the media were complicit, and certainly a lot of people were, because they were more interested in making sure Donald Trump never made it back into the Oval Office than they were actually reporting on the decline.
Congressman Onder was talking earlier about all the things that were signed by AutoPen and how that worked, and Eric Schmidt went on to say this about that.
The title of the hearing, Unfit to Serve, captures a sobering and undeniable truth. President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world. Given his mental incapacity, the American people deserve to know who's running the country the last 4 years. Under President Biden, AutoPen became a symbol of an absentee president in an executive branch directed by nameless, faceless aides that no one outside of Washington, D.C. had ever heard of and no one ever voted for.
And I think that's the bigger thing of why everybody keeps looking at this and they keep talking about it. They're trying to figure out, hey, man, how do we stop this from happening again and make sure that we don't end up in another situation like this? There are ways to get out of it, but none of those levers got pulled. And I think that's the bigger question of why didn't any of those levers get pulled? And it's going to be interesting to see how all that shakes out. Now, we talked earlier about property. You may have some. Money, you may have some. And Vivek Malik wants to give it back to you. Our Missouri State Treasurer is joining us on the other side of the break. It's the Mark Reardon Show. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk. So I had the opportunity this weekend to MC the Lincoln Days event up in Lincoln County, as I talked about earlier today. And Vivek Malik, our Missouri State Treasurer, was the featured speaker who was there, and he is joining us on the guest line today. Mr. Treasurer, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm great. Thank you very much for taking me on the show.
No, I appreciate you making the time. I know you're super busy with everything that's going on, and was enjoying what you were talking about Saturday night, and I thought, man, this is a message we need to get out to people, because you have been out there beating the bushes trying to give people their money back. I'm sure everybody would love to have it, but they may not know that it's actually there for them. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to come on and just kind of talk a little bit about what's going on in the treasurer's office and a lot of the great things that you have been doing there. But unclaimed property is a big one that you've been talking about.
Absolutely. So 3 years in a row, we have broken every past year's record, and I am very happy to share this news with you. Just this Friday, I was told by my staff that we have beaten the record of last year, and that was $56 million, a little over $56 million. And we have crossed that mark, and we have a few more days to go before the end of this year, and we will be breaking that past year's record again. So just to give you a snapshot of the time when I took office in 2023, January, the amount that was given from unclaimed property was $42 million, and we are crossing $56 million in 3 years. So that's a great number, and we will be reaching out for more and reaching out to more and more people, making sure that they get access to their money, which is sitting in my office, which is not doing anybody any good, and they need to get on to showmemoney.com and look for their name, their last name, their neighbor's name, their friend's name, relative's name, parent's name, and get that money. So I say to every Missourian, come get your money.
You know what? I have done this. When the last time you were in and talked about this, and I love it. I think I got $35. But you know what?
Awesome.
That's a meal.
It's money.
And the fact that, so then I look up everybody I know and email them, because it's like found money. It's just kind of fun to look it up. Even if you don't get something, you go, ooh, I know so-and-so. Maybe I'll let them know. It's awesome.
That is my favorite pastime. I just get onto my phone whenever I have some downtime. I just start looking up people who I met that week, and I make a list, and yes, I then send them a text message that you have some money, please claim it. And I think this is a great way to connect with people. If you haven't spoken to, talk to any friend for some amount of time, I think you look them up. If you find some money, you say, you buy me a coffee, I'll get you some free money.
Love it.
How do people end up with this money sitting out there? I know you gave one example that's kind of the exception to the rule that was almost $1 million. But it more to the point, I think it's probably going to be, Sue is probably going to be closer to the normal case, right? It's
right.
It's going to be like, how does that money end up there?
So just some facts about it. Every 1 out of 10 Missourian has unclaimed property. And the average payout is about $300. So it's not small money. So you will see probably not the exact amount unless it is less than $50. If it is over $50 on the website, you'll see over $50, and it could be anything. And how it ends up here is through various ways. If you have overpaid your utility bill, if you have had your rent money or a deposit that was supposed to go to you, but the landlord didn't have the money, didn't have your address, that money would end up with us. If it's a claim from a class action lawsuit, which you do not know if you're part of it or not, that money will also end up in claims with us, and you will have access to that. We will not be able to tell you exactly where it is coming from, but you will get that money. So okay. It is surprise money, yes.
I have another question. Can I do this for someone else? Can I do it for my husband who will say, I'm not doing that for $15, but I could do it for several that he's got, or it has to be the person?
No, you can do it for somebody else as long as you have their information.
Okay.
And you can do it for your parents, for your deceased parents, for your grandparents, as long as you're able to provide the documentation required, which is basically birth certificate to show your relationship with them, or if it's a separate couple, they'll have to produce a divorce decree or something of that sort. In that case, the other person will have to sign also.
Okay.
And how do people find out again? What's the address that they go to?
Show me money, just like our state, show me state, showmemoney.com.
Showmemoney.com. It's that easy, and then they can find that. Hey, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about the divestiture that you have made for our funds in Missouri to get them away from places like Chinese investments. And you have
Absolutely.
Moved that money, and now we are no longer tied to China.
Yes, that is true, and that has been my campaign promise, that I will not be letting China have a single penny of Missourians' dollars, Missourians' money, and that's what I have been working on. The first year in 2023, we divested Mosher's, which is the Missouri State Employees Retirement Fund, from China, and then I took that further, and the legislature got a bill passed called FADA, Foreign Adversary Divestment Act, which will encourage all these pension funds across the state, which are about 128 of them, to divest money that is invested in China. In addition to that, we negotiated hard with Vanguard, which is the second largest investment firm, which holds about $10.5 trillion in U.S. assets and manages U.S. assets of that amount, to launch a new exchange trade fund, ETF, with ex-China. That means it will not have any exposure to China. So people will have, both from the private industry and from the public sector, to invest in that ETF where they will not be exposed to China, because we need to make sure we are not invested in China for several reasons. Not only that their audit system is opaque, we don't know what they are doing. It is a security threat to United States, and it is the biggest adversary at this time. So why we should be funding our adversary? And the public sentiment at this time, over 70% is against China. And with the tariff war, we have seen that how they have come to us, that they are not willing to negotiate on things. So there is no reason for us to be putting our money in China, and if they ever decide to go after Taiwan, which the intelligence sources say that they are going to do that sometime, if they do that, our money that is invested in China will be frozen, and we will lose all that investment. So we don't need to be in those markets where our money is in harm's way.
We're talking...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It was with Missouri State Treasurer Vivek Malik, and one of the things you talked about on Saturday night that I think a lot of people, they know about probably, but they don't understand the full breadth of it, is Missouri Most 529 Savings Account Program, because most people know that as a college savings account, but you talked about the fact that you can use that for a lot of different things, can't you?
Absolutely. The 529 is a great program, and we have a wonderful program in Missouri by the name MOST, which is Missouri State Treasurer's 529. And when I took office, we had about 180,000 accounts. We are touching about 200,000 accounts in that. We grew that program from a total asset value of $3.8 billion to over $4.5 billion.
Wow.
And that is a program that is not only for college education for your kids and grandkids, but you can utilize that money that you invest in that, put whatever amount you put every month, that just not only stays there but grows over time as an investment. And any growth in that account is federal tax dollar free. Not only that, you get up to $16,000 tax deduction that you can claim on your state taxes every year as a married couple, or $8,000 as a single parent. And that is probably the only safe tax haven that I know of where you can secure that amount of deductions. And you can utilize that money not only for college, you can utilize it for sending your kids from K through 12 to a private school. And you can route that money through 529 and utilize the tax deduction. And you can use it for apprenticeship, internship, anything that is related to education. So it's a great, great program, and I urge everybody to look into the MOST 529 program and start investing in your kids' future and grandkids' future, because they are the ones who are going to hold the reins for our country, and we need to make sure that Missouri kids are strong and competitive when it comes time for them to take the reins of our great nation.
You know, I knew about the program, but I didn't know that, A, you were up to $16,000 a year. I guess that number has continued to grow every year to where they keep moving it up, because it used to be around $8,000 to $10,000. I think it just keeps growing. But to be able to use it for all those different resources, I think is amazing. And I appreciate everything that you have done in the time that you've been treasurer for here in the state of Missouri. And Sue, I found out I have 29 cents.
See, oh, 29 cents?
29 cents.
I just looked up my friend Maria at KMOX. She's got 37 cents. But I think... Michael, he's got $41. I'm going for it.
Oh, Vivek, yeah, she's going to take... She's going to take her husband's money.
Yep. $41, people.
That's good. That's good. But 39 cents, I would let it stay there for a while till you get some more money, because it will cost me more money to send that back to you.
That's fair.
We got to figure out how to do some blockchain transactions to cut that down so you don't have those transaction fees, man. We'll make that work.
That's right. And here's another thing I would say. If you find some money, some decent money, even $50, $25, whatever you find, If you do not have a 529 account for your kids or grandkids, use that money, because you just found that money that you didn't know of. So use that money to start a 529 account with that.
That is a...
You're going to give a gift to your kid or grandkid that he will cherish and will be grateful for you for that.
I think that's a great idea. Hey, thank you for making the time today. I know you're super busy, so I really appreciate you spending the time. If anybody doesn't know your life story, they really need to get to know it, because you are an incredible person. The state of Missouri is very lucky to have you as our treasurer, and I really appreciate the time that you gave us today.
Thank you, Mike. And again, come get your money at showmemoney.com.
Showmemoney.com. I appreciate that. That is Vivek Malik. He is your Missouri State Treasurer, and he's got some money online that he wants to give back to you. So go get that. We are going to do our cut of a day as we wrap up. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's Home for Conservative Talk and helping you find money. 97.1 FM Talk. So it's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are getting ready to wrap up the big award-winning show, and we've got our audio cut of the day coming up in just a second. Vivek Malik was just on with us, and LaserDog80 says he's found close to $100 that's in there that he's going to go get.
Man,
it. Show me money.
That's awesome.
There you go, man. Go get your money. That's better than the 29 cents that I have. But
yes.
That's how it's going to go. You know, you just heard in the Annie Fry promo there, she was talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And if you didn't hear it yet, Arnold Schwarzenegger was on The View. Does anybody watch Gutfeld, by the way? So I love watching Gutfeld. I think his show on Fox is hilariously funny. He throws the ladies on The View under the bus on a regular basis. And it's well worth it. But that is where we are getting our audio cut of the day today.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So they wanted Arnold Schwarzenegger to jump in on this whole Trump is picking up migrants off the street and throwing them in prison. But Arnold Schwarzenegger had a very different take on the whole situation.
You're an immigrant in this country.
Yeah.
Did you have a visceral reaction to what they're doing, what ICE is doing, when you see the videos of it?
Well, I tell you, you said that the immigrant, I'm so proud and happy. Mm-hmm. But the key thing also is at the same time that we got to do things legal. That is the important thing, you know. So you got to do things legal. And those people that are doing illegal things in America, and they're the foreigners, they are not smart. Because when you come to America, you're a guest. Mm-hmm. And you have to behave like a guest. Like when I go to someone's house and I'm a guest, then I will do everything I can to keep things clean and to make my bed and to do everything that is the right thing to do, rather than committing a crime or being abusive or something like that. So that doesn't really work in this country. So I think the important thing is, when you become an immigrant, to think about, okay, I go to America because I want to use America for the great opportunities that America has in education, in jobs, creating a family, all of those kind of things. Then you have to think about, okay, if I get all of those things from America, then I have to give something back. You have a responsibility as an immigrant to give back to America.
So there you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger not jumping in on the whole, we're going to pile on ICE. He actually had a completely
different
take. I can't
imagine that they thought he was going to say something else, but okay.
I don't know where they thought he was going to go with this, but you appreciate the fact. And Vivek Malik was talking at the event on Saturday night about it took him 17 years to become a U.S. citizen.
17 years.
17 years. So he did it the right way.
Yep.
And he said, folks like me want you to do it the right way. I want you to have a fantastic evening. We're going to have the best of Mark Reardon tomorrow. Brad Young will be back here on Friday with the roundtable. My name is Mike Elam. It's been my pleasure to sit with you today. Sue, it's always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Rock, thanks for taking great care of me, and we'll see y'all later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.